This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Sunday. It's the 30th. It's the 12th. Sorry, the 12th of April, and we got 30 more days to go for general election 2026. And so, even though we've had some great series beforehand, we had the Crab Pen, a three-part series, and then we went on and we started Up the Creek. It kind of puts us now in a position of 30 days to go to have a political discussion today as we pause the Up the Creek series and we begin to zoom in on the decision-making of 2026. Yesterday was indeed a remarkable day. We had fanfare both in New Providence here where the capital is Nassau as well as over in Grand Bahama. And many of you were either attending or you were tuned in to the events that were taking place. As I drove around New Providence yesterday, I saw many colors being worn throughout the streets. I saw a few flags on the cars and automobiles of individuals. I saw large floats. I've seen the motorcycle guard that was riding ahead of them. A whole lot of music, a whole lot of fanfare. I then also tuned in to what was happening over in Grand Bahama. Of course, I would not know what was happening on the ground there, so you must forgive me. But I will leave it up to you today as we discuss what was evidenced yesterday. What is your take on what happened yesterday with 30 more days to go? We're going to do a quick analysis moving forward. Can we now clearly see a victor or a victorious party going into general election 2026? You may want to even mention your candidate, what your candidate is doing to ensure victory in general election 2026. This is your favorite Sunday program after your lane. This is Remark, number one. I tell Trish, she's number two. She's before me, but she's number two. That's my friend. She had a great program today, as usual. And we thank you all for zooming in and listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And the lineup on Sundays, you know, is becoming more and more interesting. So I am just pleased and privileged and thankful to you that you are tuning in and you're participating and paying attention to the conversation on this laid-back type of Sunday where we can discuss with sensible contributions as to how to build our country. And so today we're going to have a fantastic time. And from this point forward on Remark, you know, I play my favorite song, which is Nothing from Nothing by Billy Preston. You know, I love that song. I also love Bob Marley's song, So Much Things to Say. That's our theme song. But for this general election, 2026, one of my favorite groups of all time, classic, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Fantastic voyage. I want you to listen to the words of the song as we go into the 12th of Never. We're going to launch this program here today, Decision Making 2026. Take a quick break. Be right back. Let's go.
Hey, come along, take a ride. There's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles and your 9 to 5. And just sail on, that's what you do. Just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a lakeside stank.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Have it, folks. The 12th of ever. Our hearts will beat as one. Come May 12th, the 12th of ever. Our hearts will beat as one. Earth, Wind, and Fire, we just got to give appreciation to that great band. You know, we have a fantastic voyage, and then, of course, you know, we just have the voyage. We just got to get there to make our country a better place. We already have the line lit up. Let me take the first caller before I throw the numbers to you. Caller, you're live on the air. What you got to say to us today? This is Remark, Gossman on Roseboro.
Hey, God.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, sir.
Man, I'm having a great day. How about you?
Wonderful. In my opinion, the last engagement and me and you had over the phone, I told you that this hand down to PLP, going to win this election. You know, when I look, it takes me over 2.5 hours to get out of the corner from the motor cave. And when I went down by the park, seeing the multitude of people, I wonder where was everyone. Everyone still at home in their house in New Providence. When I look at the issue, I only can hear about passport and immigrate and illegal immigration stuff like that. We have the issue on this passport. I have heard none of the opposition take it to the police yet. Saying something is one thing. But when I look at the things that is happening in this country, I do believe, my opinion again, Mr. Davis, they'll get another opportunity to run this country. You see? And that is just the way it is.
And that is your strong opinion.
Yes, when I look and I see all of the some of the big generals that are even it started up with Dr. Minnis. That's the wrong mistake there. Then it went off to it's in the news, Ms. Grant. In Freeport, she even have a problem with a former MP. She have a problem even with the leader and stuff like that. So everyone who want to speak up could see what is going on. And I say today, and I want you to write it down, 34 or nothing less. Okay?
Okay, you're saying 34 or nothing else, and that is your opinion. I appreciate your call.
And my MP is Ms. Corby Davis.
Oh, you need Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much you figure she's going to win by?
Well, I don't know why those other people didn't send a competition up here. Because I haven't seen no... I did see...
Okay. Let me put it to you this way. So you've always been a PLP, or this is just a recent revelation to you that you should vote PLP?
Yeah.
You've always been a PLP? So would you say then that you are biased in your opinion?
Beg your pardon?
Would you feel as if you are biased in your opinion, or are you stating these things based on just facts?
No, I am. I don't feel that I am biased in my opinion, because every time, see, I don't keep on jumping ship because somebody else may look good. If my party is doing wrong, I call it out.
You have done that in a fair way.
Yeah,
Has there been anything in this administration that you've seen as if it was wrong or it could have been done better?
You mean? Now?
Yes, in the last 4 years.
Yes,
give me one of those things that you feel could have been done better. Yes.
I would like them to see the change.
Yeah.
You cannot let the rich get richer and the rich enjoying the benefit of the low-hanging fruit people.
So you're saying there's an imbalance?
The rich enjoy the same benefit. the rich don't want to pay no taxes. They would all complain and this and that. Get on these rich people who have 15 apartments, big house or yonder.
Now, hold on now, my friend. He was my good friend. But you can't blame people for investing, for putting their intellect to work. Hold on now and becoming wealthier, because I remember when I had nothing. And now I got something. And I know for sure people who ain't got nothing who mad at me for having something. And the more you get in this life, it seems like more and more people hate you for getting more. But isn't that what we're supposed to do? Take the one talent and make it into five?
You should.
Okay,
you
so that's our, Christian mandate. So why are people always focusing on the wealthy people? They're only 5% of the population, you know.
But, okay.
So why don't the poor take their eyes off of the rich and focus on themselves on how they could do better? How about that?
No, Mrs. Gab, what I'm saying to you, but when it's time to pay the tax, then don't cry. That's all I'm saying. Just do what you have to do and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to be enjoying the benefit. And I'm so happy that, like you said, go and trade and go and get more wealth. But don't complain. So that is where the government is down falling on. The government is down falling on when things supposed don't drip feed us with certain things if it's not coming out to the light. I don't want you to know more about who did this and this happened in Beach and Park and here it is. We still ain't see no case yet. We still ain't see this yet. No. Come tell us the truth, and when the truth is, deal with it. When somebody in our party that is messing up, deal with it. Do not cover it up. And that's all I'm saying.
Well, I do appreciate your commentary, man. Got another caller here. Thank you so much, my friend. Next call on the line.
Hey, God, what's happening?
Man, I'm doing good, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well.
Man, it's good to hear from all of you.
First of all, I really sorry I didn't get a chance to actually view what was going down in Freeport, but I've heard a little sips of here and there. But one of the things that I observed last night, because I was out there at the park.
You were at the park last night?
Yeah, I was out there at the park. And because of the amount of people and time, everything was scheduled to begin at about 7:30. But to my recollection, if I do remember, because of the crowd and just the backup of traffic and all that stuff, I don't think things really got kicked off until about maybe 8:30-ish or so. As far as the, if I was looking and seeing what was going on out there, and I'm not trying to be overly biased, there was quite a bit of Nassau out there, even to the point where, you know, it was difficult. People were parking like, I mean,
okay. Give me a number of people you feel was at the Arbella Park.
I think very, 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 very realistic. Mm-hmm. I think they had close to about 7,000 persons out there.
You took 7,000,
if not more.
That's you not being biased.
I ain't being biased, brother.
Okay.
And the reason why I said that is because I was looking at there were people who actually was trying to find parking space.
Mm.
The mall, every place else across the road, everything else was really filled right out. But one of the key things that, like I said, that really impressed me was the fact that, you know, for a opposition to who's been preaching, nothing's been done. Have you seen anything being done? And the motto of progress. Are we gonna, you know, I mean. I don't know of any opposition or either government. You know, we're Bahamian people are just sick and tired of the constant change every 5 years. Stop and start. So that's not good for a country. And that's whether you are opposition or government.
So you would not have a problem with the FNM having 10 years or the COI having 10 years.
No, I mean honestly, if they're doing a sensible job, I'm very, you know, I try to be fair. But you are
a PLP, though. You're a PLP.
Yes, okay. I am. I'm not gonna. But what I'm saying is, I don't like the stop and go, and a lot of Bahamians are not into that. And honestly and truly, I think the concept is now a lot of Bahamians have come to the point now where we say, you know, we may not be 100% where we want to be. Not everybody may be not all PLPs may be in everything that, in agreement with what the PLP is doing. But when you look at, you know, the greater of what has been done, what has been, you know, we want to, I feel we want to give them another opportunity to finish this okay. second term and, you know, really see how we progress. Because I can tell you something. I think the second term is where things are really going to be proven. Okay. And if they don't do a good job, then they know how this process goes. But willing to give them another opportunity to prove what has happened.
So one thing I would wish that
would have been handled a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, because I know you asked, you know, pro and con, mm-hmm. Would be basically the issue that took place in Freeport. I'm really kind of hurt about the airport situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping
mm-hmm.
that some announcement or mm-hmm. something will start happening with that.
That is a fair assessment.
Yeah, that is okay. That's my, you know, and a lot of Grand Bahamians, mm-hmm. PLP as well, are really hurting about that because as mm-hmm. far as we know, and as far as, you know, Grand Bahamians, they know,
mm-hmm.
They need that airport. We've always had an airport. We ain't used to that kind of situation. And I'm glad to hear some kind of movement ruffling now with the hotel. But I thought, you know, the communication about that and the way that was handled, I think that may cost us something. I don't know
Let me ask you a question quickly. Seeing that Grand Bahama is such an issue, and this is just Garth Minard Roseborough thinking outside the box. You know, I'm always thinking. What if you had a lottery called the Freeport Lottery, which is a lottery that benefits only Grand Bahama as the second city, and people had, like a national lottery, I don't want to do the national lottery yet, let's try an island lottery to develop a particular island.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just had a lottery just designated to benefit Grand Bahama? Do you think that can give Grand Bahama the independent lift that it needs?
Not really. I mean, not to that level, because you see, still, who's going to be participating in this lottery? Is it something that the National will be doing, or just Grand Bahama?
No. I'm talking about the entire international community. Because reason why I said that is because I know of some Bahamians who actually purchased the Florida lottery or the Mega lottery. So what if we just allowed a ticket and uh-huh. we purposefully targeted Grand Bahama to benefit in order uh-huh. to lift Grand Bahama, because it was where the bazaar was. It was where we had the Princess Towers and Casino, and to bring the magic back.
Right.
Rather than just trying to put more into an already filled New Providence.
Right.
Why don't we just target an ailing economy of Grand Bahama, maybe even Abaco, and say, let us build this back quickly so that the whole idea, I don't gamble, by the way. I'm not a fan of gambling, but the whole idea of people who want to gamble, why don't we put our gamble with Grand Bahama and maybe Abaco? Let's get these particular islands back on the map, and you can sell the tickets in Nassau, you can sell the tickets in Eleuthera, you can sell the tickets in Inagua. It doesn't matter, but the benefit of the proceeds is going towards the building of Grand Bahama and Abaco. What do you think?
Well, I'm quite certain they may be open to that, and once all of the it's fine-tuned, and once it really does what it's supposed to do, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I don't gamble, but I don't see anything wrong with it. And, you know, only one more thing I'd like to get off of this now, and then I'll get over here. Nationally, I think one of the biggest concerns, and I think hardly any party is really dealing with this. I'm glad to hear that our platform has mentioned it, but I want this to be very, very important. I think this is important to a lot of Bahamians, especially in New Providence. Rent control and the ability for landlords, slumlords, not to take advantage of people. Because, my God, Nassau, to get it, even if you want to rent an efficiency, that's $1,000 to $1,200.
Okay.
Where in God's name? Where did that come from?
So watch how complex this conversation would ever be if we ever get to that. I doubt we will during this electoral season.
You're
touching the banks and the mortgage rates. You're touching, hold on, you're touching the delinquencies due to COVID-19 and post COVID stress. Mind you, many of us went through COVID. Many of us weren't able to pay our mortgages during COVID. And after COVID, because we lost revenue, we lost clientele base, we lost family, we had incurrences, we had health issues, many people, medical concerns, the struggle is real. People are trying to save their own homes. How do you expect people that are in that particular plight to actually survive? And then, of course, that spills over to the working class people. How do we provide jobs sufficient enough to give the pay necessary for people to afford rent or to afford mortgages? We have a labor issue in this country. That's the bottom line. You see, it doesn't matter how much the landlords charge. The question is, how much can we afford to pay the laborer? And here is where the imbalance takes place. I was in Bermuda back in, I'll tell you when, 1997, 98, somewhere thereabout. And I remember going to Bermuda then, and a one-bedroom efficiency was $1,000 U.S. I am positive of that. But the income level of the Bermudian matched that of what? The rental income. Now, watch what happens. If a foreigner came to Bermuda for a house, he had to find $3,000 to rent a two- or three-bedroom house, like we have to do now today in the Bahamas. And so in order to keep the immigrants out of your country, you control the housing market to allow people not to have shanty towns and force them to have to pay rent in your country. Then, of course, you won't have that immigration problem anymore. Because why? Everyone is able to either work, afford to live, or stay out of our country. All of this is just a complex conversation.
Right, right.
Yeah, but I appreciate your observance.
I appreciate your time, and like I said, it's a conversation I think we need to have on a deeper level.
Yeah, it's a much deeper conversation. Very, very deep. But I do appreciate your call. Listen, folks, this is Remark here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The phone numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. We're going to continue this conversation. I see your text on the line. Take this quick break. Fantasy, Earth, Wind, and Fire. We'll be right back.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. These fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Every thought is a dream, rushing by in a stream.
All your dreams coming through right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, man, they're just letting us know that the 12th of Never is close. We're talking about 30 more days. And the whole idea of the fantasy of whether you're going to be a member of parliament, a cabinet minister, a prime minister, a deputy prime minister, a senator, a consultant, a permanent secretary, a parliamentary secretary, all the talks of being top-notch civil service, being ambassadors, all this conversation comes to a close in 30 days. We can know who has the power of the pen to say who is who and who is not. We had a text here really quickly. The reason why we keep going back and forth, because that is the only tool we have to deal with some of these political douchebags. It's almost like a child behaving unruly, although you love them. You must know when they need a time out and when they understand they was wrong. Maybe they can come back. I think that's a pretty mature text, and I like that text. Text, I continue to encourage you to tune in and to continue to make those valuable contributions. I think that is a great mind that you have. Let's take a call on the line. Caller, you live. This is Remark, 96.9 FM with Garth Roseboro.
Hey, Brother God.
Hey, my brother. How you doing?
Thank God for life with you. It's a good day to your listeners. Happy Sunday.
Boy, Papa, I know you're in the spirit, man. You got to talk to me on this Sunday. 30 more days to go.
I can't. It sounds like you're saying...
Man, listen to
you. It sounds like you're saying my body... I could say our body. Sound like you're saying my body get it? We straight?
Well, let's put it to you this way, Papa. I know you're a very sharp guy. I remember sitting with you on Step Street for many a night right there by Mr. Rhyming's house.
We've been sitting down for a little while now.
Yeah, we've been sitting for a little while. And I would say this to you. Last election 2017, we saw a magical appearance and performance some 21 days before general election of 2017. The FNM just came out of nowhere and took the election and won.
Well, Mr. Ingram, come on the stage and talk.
Now we are 30 days from an election again, which means that if you even feel that the Progressive Liberal Party is going to return for two straight, it means that the FNM has to pull a rabbit out the hat in 9 days, which means that in 10 days' time, we should see a different FNM. If we do not see a different FNM, then it means then that your premonition of a PLP victory for two straight is going to become a reality. Talk to me.
Yeah, you might be right that it might be over then. You're right. Yeah, but like maybe you say the thing of the hat, a rabbit of the hat, maybe Hubert, like how Hubert Ingram to talk and KB to sing the song Too Late to Say Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You been to the thing the other night when they're talking about the platform? That was KB who sang that song?
Mm-hmm.
That's KB?
But I didn't go nowhere. Me, I suppose I got to go home.
It was on TV, but I
locked my door.
It was on TV live, but I didn't see it. But God, what I call to say really right, I believe whosoever win,
mm-hmm,
it ain't gonna be no more than 41% out of the 100% of persons who go in. Not meaning, I mean, I'm thinking the 203,000 people go vote. Maybe it'll be good if they do, but I'm not expecting that. But for whosoever go there, I believe whosoever win the government will win by 40 or 41%. Just my opinion, my crazy opinion, I don't think they can get more than that because I believe these votes go in, these votes could split more than they ever split before. Or we might look at it like how you give an example of 2017. We might look at 2007 when the DNA come out.
So let me tell you what. Let me tell you how I'm going to help you.
Yes, sir.
Right before the election, I am going to forecast seat by seat victory and losses in terms of probability.
Can I help with that?
Of course you could. But we're going to talk about probability, the chances of something occurring. Yes. And you know why I would do that, Papa?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always been a huge fan of party politics being fair to the citizenry in that you should not choose a candidate just because they are your friend, your family, your lover, your lodge member, or any other fraternity. I believe that when you choose candidates for your party, it should be the best person possible.
Someone who the people want in the community.
And like you've said, even if you are a PLP, mm-hmm, and they send you a person that has no good reputation, they have ill repute, you reject them anyhow.
don't vote for them, right?
Choose somebody else because you need your party to understand that you will not tolerate a representative coming to you that is non-effective and has no good intention for your community. That's how it should be.
That's how I hope it'll be.
But these people are so bent on if they send Judas to their constituency, they're voting for that.
Well, you don't have to agree with me. I think the opportunity will come for the people in the, what you call that area, that's Farm Road, not Farm Road, what do you call the Freetown?
Freetown would be where we have Wayne Monroe.
Yes.
We have Mr. Lincoln Deal. We have Andrew Blue Johnson. We have Patrice Hannah Carey. And I'm not sure if we have any other independent candidates in there.
Well, we had someone who wanted to run for the PLP, a PLP person who worked in the area, who been PLP.
I remember the lady. I don't know if she was pulled in, and you know how politics works.
Maybe. But the point is that the people, they would have the opportunity this time around to show, like how you give the example, their party, that we don't want to send someone who you want send when we don't tell you we don't want these people.
Now, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Someone made an observation to me about Freetown, especially on the Kemp Road side. That was a place that was very much visited by authorities, and of course, you had a lot of raids and a whole lot of stuff going on up in there. And they said this year, the crime has been down over the last 4 years, and of course, the raids that would normally occur in that area has not really occurred.
Well, that's just one of the reasons.
Well, they're just saying that is an advantage to the minister. That's what they said to me. I'm just being transparent.
Yes.
I'm just being transparent, and I'm saying that even though you may say that
I only say what they say.
Yeah, Mr. Miller sat right here on my show on Thursday and said he's not a people's person. However,
who is not a people's person?
Mr. Monroe, he's not really a people's person.
Leslie Miller should know he's the one who campaigned to tell
but
the people
to vote for him.
I wonder if he can campaign for him this time around.
But he's saying, though, that there are other advantages that he may have. And so what I'm saying to you is politics has so many different tentacles that we don't really understand fully why people choose the person that they choose, especially within the last 30 days.
Or why they reject the people who they reject.
That is correct.
Because of many different reasons. The crime might be down a little bit, but they might have some other concerns. You might be a lousy representative. You mightn't have the time. You mightn't spend as much time with the people think they need. You know, the two quick things, forgive me, please. You said something about the National Lottery. I think that's a good idea. I don't expect my party, the PLP, to push the National Lottery. We get the web shop owners, them inside, they're running as candidates and stuff like that. It's like they close with us. We do a lot of business with them, PPPs and stuff like that. It seems like we letting them have their way when the National Lottery will help in the situation. How you say, let it go to Freeport to help lift for Freeport and stuff like that. I think the National Lottery is the way to go. And maybe one of those opposition parties maybe could think about it and promise it to the Bahamian people because the money could be...
We ain't want no more promises. Too late for promises now. We 30
no,
days...
No, everybody's still promising.
Yeah, we 30 days out. We ain't want to have no more promises
right now.
No,
but we need a National Lottery to help lift for Freeport like how you mentioned.
Guess what
National
I said.
National Lottery is good. The last thing I wanted to say, none of the parties talking about the recall system. See, the people talk about keep changing party. If we have the recall system, all of these things, what was in the blueprint, what they didn't do, Freedom of Information Act and all that, say, well, it's more important thing. We can hold them accountable. We'll be able to pull them out of office before the five years finish. If we have the recall system, none of the parties then sound like they're telling us they can have the recall system. Because, you know, these members of parliament, sometimes they get a little politically stink with us. Keep up the good work, God. I can finish this in.
All right, my brother. God bless you, man. Let me take another caller. Call your life. Call your life. Caller, you there? Let me go to the next caller. Next caller.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dr. Jeff. How you doing?
Everything is well. That was me on the other line, but for some reason, that line just released me, so I called on the other line. Cause I listened to Papa just now.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to one of the other previous callers.
Mm-hmm.
And, cause, you know, sadly to say this, it is my belief now that a lot of the failures that we have in these systems in this country
mm-hmm.
is not accidental. This is all incidental and is all intentional. I believe that someone is really or someone's are really profiting from the abuses that we are feeling as Bahamians, that we've been, as Bahamians, pointing out all of the inconsistencies we've been talking about, all the failures and everything we see in the systems, and yet it appears that there is no willingness to correct anything, close any loopholes or anything. Somebody has got to be benefiting from this whole deluge of nonsense that we as Bahamians go through.
So,
and, you know, my personal opinion about this upcoming election is it is not the FNM's election to win. It's really the PLP's election to lose.
Mm.
Okay? Because there, with the amount of scandals, for the amount of misappropriations, apparently, for a lot of the non-transparency and unaccountability that this administration has done to the Bahamian people. And remember now, the Bahamian people have been putting these hard questions to the current administration on being transparent with when you talk about you're acting on our behalf. And I'm going to tell you, many Bahamians who are logically thinking, rationally thinking, intelligent, they have not been satisfied with any of the answers or the lack thereof in answers
okay.
that this administration has been given. So, you know, the ground is very quiet. You know, sad to say, yes, they had that thing yesterday. And from before that point to now, the ground has been very quiet. Today, the ground is extremely quiet.
Okay.
And, you know, we have yet to see what is this outcome, what is this election really is going to be beneficial, whether the outcome of this election really is for the benefit of the Bahamian people or for the others. I'm going to leave my commentary there and continue to watch GAF, continue the great work. Continue pressing the hard questions, and let's continue to watch. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate you, Dr. Jeff Delavaux. Now, listen to me. We've had this series, The Cry of Pen, just a few weeks ago, and I have been trying to explain to you, the Bahamian people, to my own detriment, that we live within a systematic world. The whole world, the whole galaxy, the whole universe, all that space and blackness beyond even the furthest planet and star in our universe, it goes further than that, and it's just black. It's just a system of rocks floating through just timelessness and space. And it just so happens that out of all the billions and billions and billions of square miles that extend from Earth, east, west, north, and south, there's no life on those planets other than right here on the planet Earth. And right here on the planet Earth, there are also systems that are in place. And the systems that are in place, I've said to you before, is to protect the interests of an entity, not you. You are the masses. If the masses are taken care of in its entirety, then of course systems will begin to implode. The reason why people can make it from the bottom all the way to the top is because there is a system that gets you from the bottom to the top. There are also systems that take you from the top and put you back on the bottom. Let me give you a case in point. You were broke. You went to high school, you're 7'6", you play basketball, you manage to get a scholarship in high school, you get a scholarship to go to college, you're playing college ball, they recruit you, you become an NBA star, now you're making $46 million a year. Good. The first person that's going to come looking for you is an investor or a stockbroker or someone who trades on Wall Street, or someone who has an investment portfolio to share with you how you can make your $46 million into $46 billion, and they can sell you hoops, they can sell you dreams, you need to buy timeshare, you need to buy skyscrapers, you need to buy property in the desert, you need to buy property at the bottom of the ocean, in the Mariana Trench, you need to buy all these things. And then all of a sudden you hear this person making all these bad investments, and if that ain't bad enough, the person whisper in your ear and say, but you see that girl right there? That's the type of wife you need for your image. Oh, that wife look good. Look at her with the long hair. Look at her bright eyes. Man, she can make you look good. Everywhere you go, people go and be just like you. And then you go marry that woman. And if the bad investments don't finish you off, this good-looking woman can finish you off. And vice versa for females as well. You marry the wrong man. You might be Rihanna and you marry the wrong man. Then all of a sudden, the whole estate split down in two and you go for broke. And it brings you back down to the bottom. And it's a revolving door of the wealthy and the poor. And everybody in the system is fighting to do better every day. We spend too much time focusing on those who are doing better than we are and not looking at ourselves. If my neighbor is doing better than I am, I can do one or two things. I can go to university, get a degree, try to match their aptitude, or try to supersede them. I can move my location from my island or from my country, go to another country, gain experience, come back and do better. There are options. I can fire my girlfriend and get me a better girlfriend, or get me a wife that has money. You can marry up and not marry down. This is a system. But if you keep on focusing, oh, God, the government killing me. Oh, God, the church killing me. Oh, God, the community killing me. Oh, God, the murderers killing me. Oh, God, the road killing me. Everybody killing me. But by the... I almost cussed just now. When you can focus on yourself and figure out how you're going to overcome these obstacles. You can't blame everybody. The woman say, you know what? The serpent make me do it. The man said, the woman make me do it. You're always blaming somebody for making you do something and you can't get nowhere. Sometimes you just got to stop and figure what is the system in my hand. And if the system in my hand says, during this election cycle, I need to insert myself in a particular situation in order to get a particular result, you got to make that decision for 2026. You got to make that decision. You can't know what Grammy say, what Mommy say, what Daddy say, what cousin say, what my sister-in-law say, what my neighbor say, what the people on the job say. You can't worry about them people. You got to worry about you. What do you now need to do to get where you want to go? You got to make that decision. Call her your life. Go ahead, call her.
Brother God.
Hey, my brother. How you doing?
What's happening?
Man, I read you enjoying the conversation,
man,
but you know I'm getting a little preachy. I'm just trying to tell them.
My friends going yesterday with heart attack. Cool on a little bit, man.
Yeah, I ain't going too soon. I got plenty of time.
Family of LH, man.
Yeah, my God. Listen, let me give my condolences and sympathies. You know, I have known him for some years.
Yeah, boy, man. But and, listen to me.
It's sad.
Let's talk a little piece of politics, man.
Go quickly.
What election did you take part in?
I was a part of the 2011, I think, by-election,
okay,
and the 2012
okay.
election.
Why asked, right?
Yeah. And I participated in 2021.
This feeling that I'm now feeling. Cool. A lot, one or two other people, we spoke about it on Friday night.
Go ahead.
This feels like a 2002 election.
Why you say that?
Remember coming off those two wins with Mr. Ingram.
In 2002, I wasn't here.
Huh?
I can't talk to that one. I wasn't here in 2002.
Okay, no, but I'm saying this is how the feeling, people say feeling.
Okay.
Then everybody was just, the nation is so quiet with a general election in 30 days. We had two by-elections the other day, and everybody is robbing and railing and misbehaving, but everybody's just cool and collective.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know if. If this is a sign or something.
Did you tell me?
Man, trust me. Let me tell you, God, it is quiet. It is quiet.
Okay, so what does quietness mean? What does that mean?
I'm trying to find out what that means. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, I'll discuss that with you.
Usually when people are changing government, you hear all kind of noise, you hear all kind of this and that all day, all night. All kind of picking them, and you ain't hearing nothing. Like, everybody's just quiet. Everybody's comfortable. And everybody's just good to go.
Mm.
I mean, you know, when government can change, you hear noise six months, 5 months old, the general election, you hear everybody making noise. Oh, this government got, but everybody's, like, they just quiet and everything in order.
Well, I need to ask you one question before we take a break. Do you want the government to change?
No. Right now, and I can tell you why.
Well, go ahead and tell me why, and then tell me what you don't like with this government.
See, this foolishness with changing government every 5 years.
So what you're saying...
is a problem.
So what you're trying to tell me now is that if you don't want this to change, then that means you're a little worried and concerned now that it could change. That's what you're trying to tell me.
It's got to change.
Why you want to know why it's so quiet for?
No, let me say why I don't, why, let me tell you why I don't think it should change now, God.
Yeah, but you tell me
it's
quiet and concerning you.
It's changing government. It's government at least a year and a couple months to get settled in after winning an election.
Yeah, Julian,
after
but...
that, then you got the two...
We know that, but I want to know now, why you scared for this quietness. You sound like you're scared.
No, take that back.
Okay.
Apologize.
So you ain't scared?
No, apologize.
Okay, let me say you're scared then.
I love you like a friend.
So let me ask a question. Are you concerned?
No.
You ain't concerned. So why you ask me about the quietness for?
No, I am not. I'm telling you how quiet it is to give you the pulse of the people, that the people are satisfied what's going on, God.
Oh, you're trying to flip it over. Okay,
You know I have an impairment problem. So, listen to me. You know I have an impairment problem.
Yes.
I cannot see. So I look with my feelings. I look with my hands.
Uh-huh.
When I'm walking, I look with my feet.
Uh-huh.
these people that I see, we see the different things. If you were to put me in a room, 9 out of 10 chances I could be able to tell you if that room is full or empty.
Well, that's a good thing, my brother. So what you're saying to me right now is that the people of the Bahamas are now satisfied.
And on Friday night. Uh-huh. Boy, look at this, a two straight.
Okay.
Two straight for the TLB and six straight for
Glenn. Julian, I'm going to take this quick break. I got to come back. If you want to hold on, you can. But
I can give somebody else a chance.
But this is,
I can listen to you.
Okay, I appreciate you, my brother.
I need to see you in any event, though. I need to catch up with you.
Okay, no problem. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Right here, Remark. Garth Millard, Roseboro. We're going to take this break. We'll be right back.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm is all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Got to live as one here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Garth Millard Roseboro. Today I am solo having a conversation with you as we have 30 more days to go. 30 more days to go. And I got goosebumps. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. I need this general election 2026 to be over. One thing that did catch my attention, and I just want you all to know that I did listen to I listened to a little small piece of the PLP's rally there on Aaron Bailey. And I heard from a friend of mine who gave me the link for the Free National Movement's rally in Grand Bahama. And of course, I've had my likings and my dislikings personally. But I listened to a comment that was shared with me about the bell. Now, we have been hearing over the last year for entities in opposition to ring the bell. Now we're hearing from the same entity saying, why is the Prime Minister dismissing himself from responsibilities and going into an earlier scheduled election? So I was a bit confused, and maybe I heard wrong. So if someone knows better than I do that I actually heard wrong, you need to let me know before I continue to embarrass myself this week on the air. Because from this point forward here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, you know what's about to happen. We have people who are former members of parliament coming from the last government, as well as people who are aspiring to get into government coming on the shows. And you know that I'm on Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, and all my days are booked. And so if you want to book yourself, knowing that you have aspirations to enter into the House of Assembly, there may be one or two more slots available on one or two of our shows here at Guardian Radio, 302-2300, 302-2300. You need to book. You need to book 302-2300. Speak to April. Book yourself on the show, because guess what? People are listening to what you got to say. Many of you, we don't even know who you are. That's another issue I have with election 2026. The issue that I have is that many of you are running for the first time and we have not heard anything from you. You've been using social media and that's okay. You've been using little voice notes, that's okay. But what you have not done is introduce yourself properly through media to the Bahamian people so we can understand who you really are. I have listened to the leader. I just can be straight. This election time. I have listened to my friend, my brother, Lincoln Bain, a Bahamian, or the COI leader, talk. Once in a while, we hear Dr. MacGyver talk. Once in a while, we hear Charlotte Green talk. The rest of you COI people, I don't know who the hell y'all are. I just being real. I know Hiram Rose. That's my boy. That's my friend. He running in Bimini and Barry Islands with Randy Roll and Mr. Bowleg. I know them. But I don't know the rest of y'all. I know Brian Roll. He is up there in Golden Isles running against Brian Brown and Darren Pickstock. I know him. I know Lincoln Bain. I know Maria Daxon. I know Charlotte Green. I even met Tyrone Green from Marathon. I met some of y'all. I think I met Olivia. She walked past my house one time campaigning. But we don't know who y'all are, what y'all got going on. I just being fair. Some of you F&M people, I met Heather. I think she is a McDonald running there in Angleston. Very pleasant lady. I met you. I didn't get a full conversation, but you're a very delightful person. I met someone who's running, I think, in was it Mount Moriah somewhere, or someone who wanted to be a senator. I met some of y'all. But many of y'all, we don't know who y'all people are. Now, the people who are in government, we know y'all because y'all have been in the limelight in the House of Assembly or on radio somewhere or some interview. So we know of you now. But some of you, we didn't even know y'all before that. And some of y'all, we still don't know what you're really all about. So you need to come and let us know who you are. Because in this election 2026, I do believe that it is very important for us to now know who is going into the House of Assembly. The phone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. Caller, you are live. This is Remark, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hello?
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
Oh, wow, I'm on.
You're on, man. I trying to jam quickly because, you know, my time almost gone. I can't believe
it. Yes, let me get the one or two in then.
And go ahead. Knock me out.
Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Good evening to the Bridgewaters.
Yes, sir.
Father God.
Yes, sir.
I thought it would only be one recognized what you just cleared up.
I was talking too fast.
They put the bell ringing, and then now they say they ring the bell too quick.
Yeah.
The same thing with the trend of the F&M. If you check it out, I named this one. What to remind the people, right? They claim that where the what gone, they preach on that. The $40 million from road traffic, where the money gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they get in power, people ask them, did you find the money? Yeah, right here. It ain't gone nowhere.
My God.
So I'm saying to you, that's the trend of politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is, they say that Brave Davis cannot be the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas because the United States is waiting for him to land there, then he'd be locked up. He can't travel. You can't vote for him because he can't travel. And when the man gets Prime Minister, they blame the man for traveling too much. You see why you can't have deal with FFF?
Well, they're trying to say he got diplomatic immunity, so they can't touch him. That's what they're trying to say. They're waiting for him to not be the prime minister to see if he can travel anymore. That's how many people go. They got to check you out. You think we don't have no CIA here? We got CIA right here in the Bahamas where they behave into them.
Yeah.
They all up in your business, buddy?
The United States just arrest the head of what the country name? Venezuela?
Yeah, you like that, eh?
Like that? I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the idea of any country's going and arresting any head of government anyway.
Well, I don't get in their business because I know they know who I am and I ain't getting in their business. Ain't no one coming to look for me to take me out of nowhere. I love being here in the Bahamas. I stay right where I am. I think I feel safe.
Of course.
Now, don't go talk about he feels safe with Brave. I say, I just feel safe. That's all I say. Yeah. And now y'all go. Y'all trapsy, but y'all people are something else. But go ahead.
I feel safe right here.
Yeah. I like the Bahamas. I appreciate your call, man. Let me take another caller. Next call on the line.
Hey, God. What's up,
man? Hey, man, buddy. How you doing? Great Sunday it is.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
I noticed some, and I thought I was the only one who was noticing this myself, man.
You too?
The third party.
Yeah.
The only place, Miss MacGyver's leading.
I can be honest with you.
Days.
I like Dr. MacGyver as a person.
Yeah, I like her. I ain't got no problem with that. I mean, I may not be for her party, but
right.
I like her spirit. I like who she is. But one of the key things is I trying to figure out if she's the leader. Because for 60 days now, every day, twice, three, four times a day, you hearing Miss MacGyver's song.
Now listen.
And all your the leader is, he look like, what do you know about is being on social media? And the funny thing about it, I saw a meme yesterday. I was so, it's like someone was saying, okay, you go to some of their headquarters, it closed. Some don't have a headquarters.
Uh-huh.
Then you got, they say, if you want to get a T-shirt from them. The meme was saying, Jesus Christ, I got a shirt for the PLP, I got a shirt for the F&M. Where are the COI shirts that they're supposed to be giving out? And the woman was showing, this is a social media, I couldn't catch myself. The woman say, okay, listen, I can design a shirt for you all. So she take out a white shirt, and she use a permanent marker and start designing it and say, if any of y'all want one of these shirts, come give me a call, but you have to pay for it. I mean, it's like, if you coming into this game, you have to have the finances, brother.
I agree with you, man.
This ain't no puppy show.
I mean,
you can't even run, if you can't even run a successful campaign, you ain't got no money. You know what they used to say? You put the rat. You move with you. You put the
you
rat.
Take the rat to watch
the protect the seas. A rat check the
yeah.
Something like that. How the hell you want to be government and how the hell you want to be in charge? But you can't even run a sensible campaign financially.
Yeah, I know
you
how
want to be able to trust you with that.
I know how difficult that is. And I really
you gotta be joking.
I really appreciate that call, man. Let me take another caller and then I'm going to explain exactly what he just said. Next caller, you're on the line. You're live. Go ahead.
God.
Hey.
Man, I was tempted to call back.
You're tempted?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
You remember about 3 years ago, every radio station you hear, Lincoln being this way with a group of people doing this, Lincoln being, you know what they remind me of? You familiar with Junkanoo?
Yes.
Every Junkanoo group has the best practice, telereach on Bay Street.
Well, that's sportsmanship, eh?
Everybody sung the best when they by themselves. Now the chicken has come home now. This winding down time now. You don't even hear nothing but the COI no more.
I want to break that down for you.
Tell something about Dr. MacGyver.
I can break that down right now for you
let me say this with Dr. MacGyver.
Yeah.
If you were to take Dr. MacGyver commercial off the radio tomorrow morning, Monday.
Yeah.
By then, what do you remember?
Do you like her commercial? Do you like her commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just want to be fair.
Reminds me of?
Yeah.
I for Tanya, I in South Beach.
Okay.
Everybody singing. Even all the PLP them singing the song.
So it's a good song.
It's a catchy song.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, mm-hmm. if you were to move her,
mm-hmm.
that is the only thing that is keeping her popular. That's the job of it. But if you were to move that off the radio station, by Thursday, people forget about MacGyver.
Let me ask you a question.
Let
this
me,
is a dumb question. This is a dumb question. You remember my song?
You have a song, too?
My song. I know you remember. C.A. Newry said, him and the lady who was here, Nahaja Black, say, I had one of the best songs in 2021.
Well, I, I,
died in here.
My song was a big, big bamboo. I was running for Bamboo Town.
Oh, Bamboo Town. All I know, sir. But listen to me.
Yeah.
Name me.
Yeah.
10 F&M candidates.
I could do that, but I ain't got time for that right now.
But not only that, the big man like Michael Foulkes, 30 days out of a general election, ain't have a headquarters open up yet.
So you got, okay, let me do this quickly.
A red, white, and blue.
You got Safan Roll, you got Safan Roll, you got Michael Foulkes, you got Sharon Dawn Cartwright, you got Denali Penn, you got Brian Brown, you got my boy Darren Enfield, you got Dr. Dwayne Sands, you got Heather Hunt, you got Heather McDonald, and you got Ellsworth Johnson. See, just what I name you 10.
You're smart. Now name 5 COI candidates.
I could name them. I got
five.
I got Brian Roll.
COI
I got Brian Roll. I got Lincoln Bain. I got Charlotte. What's her name? Charlotte. And she do that to the commissioner?
Like
Charlotte asked what the boy's name was.
Call his full name. Don't guess it.
Yeah.
Politics is a pauper, Larry.
Man, I only joking, man. I only joking.
You never beat me.
Yeah, you got Maria Daxon.
That's a giddy one.
But you tell me name them, so I'm naming them, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but let's go. But like, you got
Hiram Roll.
I need to catch up with you.
All right, no problem, my friend. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Listen, man, I know we run out of time, so I just want to say this quickly to you. Let me read this text first. Trust me, this is nothing like the 2002 election. This is more like the 2007 election when the PLP got one time and got sent home. The people are quiet because we cannot wait to fire them to send them home on May 12th. That's that person's thought, okay? Reminder, in 2021, the next text says, the PLPs were telling former PM Minnie to ring the bell. Then when he did, they said he rang it too early before finishing the job. What is good for the goose should be good for the gander. Let's be fair. That's a great text, last text there. So listen, man, here is where I become a bit intolerant. Since 2022, I've been making statements that people have said, you know what, Garth Roseberry, you are just biased. You are a person, you are one-sided. And you try to figure out, use PLP, use F&M, use third party, what are you? Now, I have ran with the PLP, yes, 2012. I have participated with the PLP, yes. I have ran independent under a banner with Cassius Stewart, yes, I did that. And if you ask me why I did when I did what I did, it was all based on either a friendship or it was based on people asking me for support. That's the bottom line. I myself have no intention to be in the House of Assembly, but I would do it for country and I would do it for the people of the Bahamas if they want to have that, because I do believe the ability to do such. In order to be successful in so doing, I know, as well as you know, that you have to make a big financial investment. You have to spend a whole lot of time in order to make your base solid. You need to make sure that you as a person, you have the influence in order to win over as many people in a short time as possible. Let me tell you why I believe many political parties are now struggling. And I'm going to end with this, and I thank you all for calling and texting in today. I have one more text here, so I'll read that as soon as I'm done with this statement. In 2022, the first thing as a leader that I would have done after my party has been defeated, or if I were a third party leader, understanding I do not have revenue, I do not have any money, I need to attract finances. For the F&M, I would have reached out to all of my 39 associations. If I was a third party, I would have insured myself to form 39 associations at that time. My minimum amount of people in each association has to be the number 10. Because with 10, I can have a president, a vice president, a treasurer, a secretary, for a parliamentary secretary, whatever you want to call them, or party secretary. I can have a chaplain. I can have a sergeant of arms. I can have all these things put in place. 10 people. Then I would have tried to accrue monies from those 10 people from each of the 39 to go out and have some type of cookout, South-South, whatever you want to call it. The purpose of the South-South would not be to earn revenue. It would have been so that I could have displayed the presence of my political organization in that constituency. As people come to buy the South, whether they are hungry or whether they just simply want to support someone other than the other party, I would have had somebody there, the party, association secretary or treasurer there, to get people's names, people's numbers, their addresses, find out if they have already registered, find out if they've voted in the past election, and would they be interested in supporting our association, join our association, or would they simply like to remain anonymous and support from behind? I would have asked that. And I'd had every ambition to build that number from 10 to 100. If you have 100 people in each of the 39 associations, then you would have had a situation where you had revenue coming in every month into your political organization. With those monies, you would have accrued at least $2 to $3 million in a 4-year time period. With the $2 to $3 million, you now have an offering to offer those people who have money to say, you know what? I need your support. I have $3 million here in my purse. Would you be willing to invest with me dollar for dollar or 50 cents to each dollar? The person might say, well, I'll give you 25 cents on each dollar. And for the $3 million, they may give you $1 million or $750,000. But that's money coming in to support your political organization. You could have afforded galas, you could have afforded fairs, you could have afforded splashdowns, you could have afforded media, you could have afforded drones to go and pick up your shirt and drop them off to the front door without even knocking on the door. You could do all these things, miraculously, because you got money. But if you spend the entire doggone 4 years talking, oh, we got a Haitian problem, oh, we got a road problem, oh, we got a problem with the bush, oh, we got a problem with the natural resources, oh, we got a problem with the defense force, oh, we got a problem with the prison, oh, we got a problem with the too much problems. You're talking so much problem that you're not fixing the one problem that you have, which is internal organization. If you do not fix your internal organization, when the rubber hits the road, you're going to find yourselves fragmented and not prepared and ready for the general election. This is where we are in at least two of these parties. They got 10 days to fix this problem. 10 days to fix the problem. If it's not fixed in 10 days, they're in plenty of trouble. Call you live. You're the last caller.
All right, God.
Hey, buddy.
My thing with this whole election, if the governing body did so such an excellent job, why they are begging for a second term, right? You should be able to go on your record, right? And the people will automatically give you a second chance, right? He can't be begging. That means if he's begging, that means he didn't do a good job.
Right now, everybody begging. Everybody begging. The PLP begging, the FNM begging, the COI begging, the BCP begging, and the people of the Bahamas begging. Everybody right now begging. But in 30 days' time, I guarantee you one thing, ain't everybody going to be begging. We can have many people crying while one particular entity is going to be celebrating. This is how it works, folks. Last text to hear. Simon Wilson, the financial secretary and minister of finance, Prime Minister Davis, he has done a sloppy, poor, good-for-nothing job. This can do better. They would not even pay the NHI doctors, and this is so sad. So here comes, once again, the other complaints. Is it meritorious? Maybe so. But you know, and I know, that the House is already what? Dissolved. This complaint here can't also assembly right now. This is something that has to be addressed after the election of General 2026. Afterwards. Right now, the only thing that matters is how do you now appear and look to the Bahamian people? Are you organized? Are you prepared? Are we found where you can't even afford no poster? You can't afford no sign? You can't afford no headquarters? You can't afford no Kool-Aid to give to the workers walking on the street sweating, trying to tell them we run out of time, you got to vote for us? We are just about out of time, folks. But you know what? Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We got all the time in the world to talk to you because you are what makes Guardian Radio great. Listen, man, this is Garth Millard Roseborough Remark here on Sunday, 96.9 FM. I had a great time with you today. And you just get to tell them people when they knock on your door, it's a simple conversation. Tell the person, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Now, if you got something, you got to leave it here with me. God bless you. Have a great Sunday. Let's build our country, and you have a great week. See you tomorrow. That's Leah Miller-Bryce on Guardian Radio Today from 2 to 4 p.m. That's right. Tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m., Guardian Radio Today. I'm going to have Leah Miller-Bryce on the air. We're going to have a great conversation. I'll wait for you there. Take care.